Ooh!
What do we have Saturday?
Fucking barrel loss, isn't it, twats? There's fucking Millwall.
Town are flying, son! Flying!
Borough 10th now.
Need to sack him.
We win 1 week, lose the other, win, lose, it's fucking. It's annoying as fuck.
He needs fucking sacking, son.
I'm hoping Wolves go up, Cardiff go up, and.
Ipswich go up.
Ipswich, because we'll get three new stadiums.
Oh, yes!
Well, I'm hoping Ipswich, Portman Road, Ashton Gate for Bristol City, and Molineux for Wolves. As long as we get three new, yeah. I don't care if Barra go up, they don't fuck, we go up, we go straight back down.
It's all that matters is new stadiums of FIFA, son. Because I tell you now, with Ipswich, I'm fed up of playing at Ivy Lane.
Ivy Lane.
I'm fucking fed up of it, son. Right, better make a start, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll be going.
Yeah.
Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
Your boy! Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast. Episode 3, I'm going to say, I'll take a stab in the... Oh, you got a TV guide, have you, son? Christmas one?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you haven't had mine yet, son.
Get it out, son, get it out.
Well, I haven't got it. And I'll get the TV guide as well, son.
No.
Hey.
No,
this is... it's a bumper one, that is. TV choice.
Possibly,
oh, go on, we're going to show me, Al. We're going to show me. We've got another football in a minute this year, I don't care now.
Like every year, every man will sit down.
Yes.
And get a marker pen.
Yes.
And a
pen.
Now, I refuse to pay £4 for the Radio Times.
It's getting too much now. Too
that's
much now.
Fucking rip-off.
It's,
so I picked up TV Choice.
£1.10, was
it? £1.10, double issue, push, knocked out of the box.
That is a bumper. You can feel the weight on that. It's like War and Peace.
And I've already done it. My week.
Oh, it's got a highlighter on.
Highlighter, pink.
Is that EastEnders? Doctor Who?
EastEnders. Doctor Who, of course. What's that I got up there? That's Doctor Who. What, down the bottom? 300 years. My French and Son does.
Oh,
30th
now.
Anniversary.
Nice.
Now, I got to say, like every year, ITV are shit.
Fucked it up again, have they?
So, we got Prime Time on BBC. We got Doctor Who, we got Strictly Come Dancing Christmas Special, Call the Midwife Christmas Special, EastEnders Christmas Special.
Go on.
Christmas film, Toy Story 3 and Cinderella Premiere.
Premiere live on the... Oh, yes, yes, right, okay.
What have we got on ITV?
Home and Away.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, how many times has that been on?
As the Christmas film. And then we got Paul O'Grady's For the Love of Dogs at Christmas. I'm sorry, but I don't want to watch that shit.
No.
At Christmas time.
Beam all the way this year.
I want Christmas shows, not fucking dogs at death door. Well, they're very important, very important. I've highlighted it all.
Highlighted it all.
Throughout
also.
The week.
Yes.
Well, 2 weeks. Very important. Of course, New Year's Eve. Jules Holland. Hootenanny.
Hootenanny.
Hootenanny!
Who's going to hootenanny now?
Hootenanny. Many times I've hooted my nanny.
Sick bastard.
Just really one thing highlighted on New Year's Eve.
That's all you fancy, is it, sir?
All I fancy. Because it's a Sunday, Sabbath. Oh, EastEnders.
Oh, what's the ITV film, Al? They got one.
ITV film, yeah. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Fucking give it a rest, will you, ITV?
Yeah.
Harry Potter? Fucking junkies, mate.
Well, that's the thing. You look at... Is that Harry Potter on every fucking single day?
Oh, you're laughing. Yeah. Come on, now.
That's... Yeah, up to New Year's Eve. That's it. Part 2.
Fucking hell. Do us a favour. If you want to watch Harry Potter, I'll go and stream them.
Harry Potter and Half-Blood Prince. Harry Potter... And a Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Oh, come on now. Give us a break, ITV. It's beep all the way then.
So yes, my friend.
Beep all the way. That's what your weakest consists of that then. The highlighter's out, sir.
Highlighter of the week.
Yes. Now, before we go on to the football, I've got to share this with you because...
it's not chlamydia again, is it?
It's not chlamydia. I'm not going to share it with you again, son. Now, I've been with my partner now, Rachel. You know her. You know her.
I know her very well. Gone. I know her very well.
Gone 10 years now,
Al. Work away.
Gone 10 years. And,
10 years? Has it been 10
gone
years
10
already?
Years, son.
Jesus.
This weekend, right, I found out something I never knew about that. And it's, you know, shocked me. It's like, I don't know her now. Because we went to Folly Farm yesterday. We had a packed lunch, didn't it? Sandwiches, crisps, Kit Kats, cookies and creams ones.
Because
I like them. Now.
See, she's like a four finger one.
Now,
the cookie and cream ones are too sweet for me.
Oh, I like them. I like a sweet, you know.
Too sweet for me.
I love a sweet. She opened it, unwrapped it out, snapped it completely the wrong way, against the fingers.
Whoa, what have you done?
You don't do it, do you?
Breaking in the middle.
Yeah, you don't do it.
Well, she snapped it.
Across the fingers, son.
Both, two fingers.
Yeah, who does that? I mean, come on, I thought I knew that. It's made me rethink my whole life.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? I just can't stand it. I cannot get my head around it.
You snap it's got instructions.
Yeah.
You snap it there.
Yeah.
Boom, one finger.
Yeah. I just can't understand it, though.
In her mind, does she think doing that, she gets four fingers?
Maybe she
told me she likes the four fingers. Now, which way does she eat a Kit Kat chunky?
She'll, just tell me one, son.
Yeah?
Tell me one.
I nibble the ends.
Do you?
Like the ends of the chocolate. I love that. Down the side, like a piece of corn. Down the bottom, and then at the top, then. And it just leaves me my wafer.
That's nice, that's
leaves
nice.
Leaves me my wafer, then.
Nice. But, of course, anyone with fans of Twixes out there, best thing to do with that, bite the two ends off, use it as a straw. To
Twix?
Suck up.
Yeah,
to suck up your tea or your hot chocolate through it as a straw, and then inside is lovely and hot and gooey when you eat it. It's beautiful.
Spiral used to be good for that.
Oh, discontinued. Discontinued. Bastard, used to have one a day.
Yeah.
One a day without fail.
Yeah,
without fail.
Spirals.
Fantastic.
No, Kit Kat is good for that as well. It's the old sucky job.
Yeah.
Not a chunky, just a thin
yeah.
one.
Yeah. But I like the Twix because it melts the caramel as well. It's lovely.
He does it with the Kit Kat as well. It's like all mushy inside.
This is a football podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We just like to have a chat about life.
Life is the name of the game.
I'll tell you another thing getting on my tits, Al.
What?
Fucking Christmas drivers. Oh, it's like it's the first time they've ever driven a car.
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh my God. I tell you what. It's like we're going to have a breakdown. We're going to go to the shop. And I swear to God, they're just everywhere. In your way, they don't know what they're doing. Some of these new cars, they must... I don't know, they haven't got indicators anymore.
No indicators with the new cars,
with the new ones.
I know. Fucking hell, don't get me started, son. I'll be dropping the C-bombs. I use up all my C-bombs. C-bombs last week. With Mike Ashley.
Yeah, they did, son. Anyway, before we get started, we are actually our podcast on v2football.com. Of course, sponsored by artoffootball.com, whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion, and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. They only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt or canvas, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. Artoffootball.com at artoffootball on Twitter. Search for them on Facebook and Instagram. And enter the promo code Ash and Al at the checkout for 10% off. Ladies and gentlemen, Alps. Right, so we'll get on to the football then, Alps, shall we?
Yeah, go on.
Premier League, we'll go through all the games here, Saturday games. Of course, we had special midweek games that we that we missed. We did consider doing a midweek one, but I was busy. I actually went to a football match, Al.
Yeah.
Went to watch Swansea get a hammering.
Didn't take me, did he?
I didn't take you. Get a hammering from Manchester City. Didn't take you. But anyway, we'll move on to the weekend's fixtures.
Well, I didn't take him to see Star Wars, ladies and gentlemen.
You didn't.
So big fuck you.
It is indeed, son.
I would have taken you to see 3D version as well, son.
Oh,
£15 a ticket, Alice.
No.
£15.
For 3D?
For 3D. We wouldn't have gone into Swansea. We would have driven up to the IMAX 3D. Proper 3D.
Oh.
Proper 3D. But no, you didn't ask me to come.
But then what? So,
no. Thank you.
You could have went in the second half.
Did you swap for a pound at Guardiola? Did you throw anything?
No.
Yeah, fuck back. There's your pesos.
Your pesos. Take your potatoes with you. No, he didn't. Shut off, I'm fucking sweating. Back and see you, son.
Oh, fucking take your pesos before I from Ringo dance on your arse.
Anyway, we'll start with the early kick-off Saturday. Oh, our mate boy.
Roy of the Rovers.
Oh, if he ever, this
what's
is...
What's he doing?
What's he doing?
What's he putting in that pyramid resort?
Oh, they love it, the boys down at Palace. 3-0 winners over Leicester City, away from home as well. Benteke, he needed this. He had to put it out the bag this week, didn't he?
Especially after he caught up last week.
He had to put it out the bag this week. Put it in performance, not just the goal. Laying it off to Zaha for the second goal. And back of his sack. What a strike from him for 3-0 in the last minute. After, of course, Ndidi got sent off for Leicester. But turned it up there. Well out the bottom 3-0. 15th, 16th, something like that.
I think so.
They are flying.
I'm looking at the video printer now.
Scoring goals for fun. Of course, we know how talented they are because, you know, look at what Big Sam did with them last year.
Yeah.
They play the right system. They play the right way, the way they want to play.
Palace are 14th.
14th. And just look at them. Look how they can produce results. And Leicester, who have been on some terrific form lately as well.
Yeah.
Losing 3-0 at home, that is absolutely huge for Woy and the boys. I don't think he'll be making an appearance on here for, you know, for a while now.
Never know.
Well, when he's free in the summer, I suppose we'll get him on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We don't do it in the summer.
Huh?
We don't do it in the summer.
We don't.
We barely get through when we've got football to talk
about. Yeah. Indeed. But Benteke and Zaha, as we alluded to last week, they're going to be the keys of Palace staying up. There's not many teams down there with the strike partnership like that who can produce the pace, the power, and the goals. To get them out of trouble, basically. You know, you've got other teams down there. Of course, we get on to, you know, Newcastle, for example, Swansea, Stoke. None of them have got a pairing like that up front, an exciting pairing. When they're both on form, Benteke never has enough good days for the talent he's got. But with him and Zaha, you know, they can terrorise any defence, not just, you know, the ones near the bottom of the league, but, you know, well and truly the top teams as well. It's a huge win for Roy and the boys. Playing better, keeping the ball, passing the ball, scoring goals. Champions League beckons, I would have said. Without the shadow of a doubt.
I'll put money on that.
Without a doubt. and we move on to 3 o'clock kickoffs. Arsenal. Against Newcastle. Eight defeats now in 9 games for Rafa and the boys. Desperately waiting for Stavros to take over, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he can have a bit of money to play with, buy some players because they're
relegation zone 18th now.
Well, I mean, we said all season they're a championship team, really.
Yeah, it's right.
He hasn't bought it. You know, he hasn't had the money to buy enough quality in to improve them to become a real challenging side in the Premier League. Really, style of play isn't what Rafa would want to play, I don't expect. You know, it's very rough and battling. It's not pure football, as a lot of Rafa teams used to play. But then again, that's the style he has to play with these players in the Premier League. I mean, when these players are in the Championship, they play better football, they scored more goals because they were playing teams that they were better of each and every week. They were better at each and every week, but you can't do it in the Premier League. He's had to change his style. It's not working. Arsenal, though, another win. Home win. Mesut Ozil, who, great strike. Comes to him on a volley, left peg, in the back of the net. But for his talent, he should do that. You know, most weeks, really. Should be scoring more goals, shouldn't he? For this so-called world-class player, Ozil, for Arsenal.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Should be scoring buckets.
Man United, you want him?
Well, he's on the free, isn't he? Man United, and there was... Was it Barcelona? Because I remember that, because obviously he used to be at Real Madrid, didn't he? But yeah, Madrid won. Man United won him, and he's. He looks like Mkhitaryan. Liam, bring me Mkhitaryan.
Might be going.
Going. You can't find a place for him in the team, he said. Now, if you can't find a place for him, but then you sign Mesut Ozil, How can you just suddenly find a place for him then? Yeah. All the other players are playing so well.
Yeah.
The Mkhitaryan, who's in good form.
Doesn't like him.
And on, when he's on form, he's one of the best midfielders in Europe. Mkhitaryan, without doubt. Goal scoring. Oh, great player. Great player. so if you can't find a player for him, who, when he's on form, how can he... A player for Mesut Ozil, who, you know... Even with Arsenal, he's never had a consistent season. He's had a couple of months, you know, a run of like 9-10 games where he's assisted or whatever. Doesn't score enough goals for the talent he's got. But it's a strange one. I mean, like you said, he doesn't like him. He left him out when he first came into Manchester United, didn't he? And then towards the end of last season, I mean, he got in the team and he played so well that Jose just couldn't, he couldn't leave him out, basically. And obviously he ended up scoring in WAFA Cup final, this, that and the other. And, yeah, so it's a strange one, that, but Arsenal, another win.
Arsenal!
Quietly going about this season pretty well.
Yeah,
the way they're going, I know they usually have a little blip around Christmas, after Christmas, but it looks like they're playing well in enough form to almost cement a top four place this year's season.
Arsenal, back in the fourth at the moment, 33 points, 5 points behind Chelsea.
Yeah, back in the... Champions League, so who knows?
Who knows?
It's so tight out there.
Tottenham not doing well, are they? So they're not going to be in Champions League again?
No,
unless they win it.
Unless they win it, you never know. You'd back them to win that over.
Jesus, yeah.
Over, you know, the Premier League, for example.
Yeah.
Even if Man City weren't, you know, 11 points clear, whatever it is, you'd still back them, you know, to win a Champions League before they win a Premier League, without a doubt. So, yeah, tremendous win for Arsenal. Nice home win, solid win going into the busy Christmas period. We'll move on to the Bees Derby. Brighton and Hove Albion. Two teams couldn't break down the battling Burnley. 0-0, Al. Not a lot happened here, son. Glenn Murray missed a penalty. That was about it. I know there was a little... who's a defender? Tarkowski, is it? We tried to say his name last week. Burnley boy. There's talk of him... Give Murray a little dig in the ribs with his elbow.
Did he?
Whether they're going to look at that again. We don't know. But for Burnley, great. It's another away game that they haven't lost. Another clean sheet. Without doubt, as we said all season, best defence in the league. Brighton, although they missed the penalty, you think against an informed Burnley, that's a good result for them as well. Because they've lost a few recently, haven't they? But Brighton.
They have, yeah.
So yeah, good result for them as well. 0-0, clean sheet for them. Going in again to the busy Christmas period. As you said, not a lot to talk about there. We'll move on to the team you said there. 5 points clear in third place. Chelsea, Conte's Bigs boys, 1-0 winners over Southampton. Marcus Alonso, still in your dream team, Al?
Of course.
What a player. Hey.
There's two players that go straight into my dream team. Zaha. And Alonso. Guaranteed goals from Alonso and clean sheets from
him. Well, yes, was he 10, 11 goals now? Yeah. In the last two seasons or season and a half, whatever it is, since the start of last season. Highest scoring defender about
ever.
Yeah, gotta be. I mean, look at the rest of the league. Probably is the best left back in the league.
He's always got
to get up and down.
He gets up, he gets down. He's side to side.
Oh, he could go. Oh, he could go anyway.
He can turn on the sixpence.
I don't know. But the tremendous free kick it was, obviously, against Southampton. Southampton just looked very, very average. I know Chelsea kept a lot of the ball, but they just didn't seem. I mean, I saw a good two thirds of the game, and it wasn't really until Stone Cold Charlie Aston came off the bench that they had a real chance and opportunity. Other than that, there was just no threat there up the top of the pitch at all from Pellegrino. And Van Dijk was on the bench. Still talk of him now with January coming. Talk of him, is he going again now? Which, listen, at the end of the day, if it's not in January, it's going to be at the end of the season. He's going to go, so why not get him out? Get the money in as early as you can, and if you can find a replacement, get it done. It's the same as too many clubs like Swansea with Guilfi in the summer.
Yeah.
Everybody knew, everyone in football, everyone at Swansea Football Club knew he was going to go.
Everybody knew.
So why not
sell? Doris down the road knew.
Doris knew. She broke the story in Sky Sports
News. She broke it.
She was the one waving the dildo in that reporter's ear.
She was right off her twat then.
Wasn't even washed, son.
She was smacked right off her tits. She was utterly twatted then.
She was. Oh,
Doris, God bless her.
She loved it, didn't she? She loves the snow, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
She loves the snow. Loves the pink, purple dildos.
She does, son. She does. What are we talking about? Yeah,
of course, we've all had her. We've all had Doris.
Oh, we've all had her, son.
We've all had a crack.
Fuck the fucking fanny off.
Oh, son, that's all going to like that, isn't it? Fucking hell, calm down. Jesus. What's the matter with me, man? Super burning Manning. Jesus, man. Respectable podcast, this is.
You do, fuck.
Disgusting. Jesus. You don't hear the filth from me.
Anyway.
Disgusting.
Yeah, just take me out. Really? Yeah.
Filth. Utter filth.
But yeah, as you said, even Doris though, so why not sell him? You know, in the first week or two of that transfer window, get the money in, you've got time to find a replacement then, but obviously they left it the last week or so, and Swansea, well, they weren't going to spend anyway, Swansea, for example, but obviously we're talking about Southampton here with Van Dijk, Dick's son. You know, get the money in, you know, whatever it is, 50, 60 million, whatever they can get for him, because obviously, the longer it runs on, the closer his contract comes to the end. I know he's probably signed a new long-term contract recently, but the longer they leave it, the less money they're going to get, basically, isn't it? So get the money in and replace him, simple as that. But yeah, saying that, like I said, the attacking play yesterday was practically non-existent, and Chelsea come away with a good 1-0 win. Move on then, Elton Spiggs boys. Watford 1, Huddersfield 4, Al. 3-0 up.
What's happening at Watford?
Oh, well, they went 2-0 up, and then Troy Deeney saw red, didn't he? He's gone, son. They've got to lock him up again.
33 minutes. Straight red as well.
Straight red.
Was it bad, son? I didn't see it.
I didn't see it, but I'm going to say, yeah, it was bad for straight red. I'm going to say it was really bad, really bad.
What, he chopped his head off or something?
I think he did. He
got chopped his head off and shit on his neck.
He did. You can't say things like that, son.
Well, you just said fucking filth, you did. Talking about fucking a fanny off a granny. That's terrible.
She wasn't a granny when I did it, Sam. You know, we're talking more than 10 years ago. Anyway, Huddersfield away from home against an informed Watford side. Absolutely hammered them 4-1. Of course, they had one sent off as well in the second half, but they were 3-0 up at the time.
Yeah, Jonathan Hogg.
Jonathan Hogg, but Aaron Moy with a couple. Kachunga, kachunga. With the first opening goal.
Dipitwiser.
And Dipitwiser, yeah, whatever, yeah.
Decore
with a consolation for Watford, but cracking win for Huddersfield. They needed that because they've slipped down a little bit.
Ash, they needed that.
They needed that.
Like a poet needed the pain, like the roses needed the rain.
Good.
They needed that.
Like Doris, we won't go into that. Anyway, but yeah, surprising. Got to be surprising. Marco Silva and Watford. Absolute tremendous season at home as well. But Huddersfield came out of the box, two early goals. The sending off then, it was always going to be the Huddersfield win. And that's great because they've been sliding. Huddersfield have been sliding down. So huge result that is. Absolutely massive. I'll tell you what now, we've run through these, son. Should we go for half time?
No.
Oh, you haven't even got it ready, have you? Have you got your kazoo up, son? Have you got your kazoo? Oh, that's a bit tame, huh?
Ready?
Go on.
2, 3, 4.
Half time in the Premier League review. You look like an old fucking uncle with a rollie, son, when you put it out of your mouth. Alex will just be talking in form of kazoo from now on.
Yeah.
For the
Oh
actions, I can assure you, the actions are very funny, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, ready?
Go on.
You ready, sir?
Are we going for it, are we?
We ready, sir.
Oh, take a listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Ready?
Go on.
Ready?
Go on.
Ready?
Fantastic rendition there. Now, of course, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, half time means we give you all the information concerning V2Football.com. And get on there if you've not been on it. Basically, all the articles, news, reviews you want to see and read about V2Football.com. All the other podcasts available. Not just ours, you've got the 72 show, All Things Football League. You've got the V2Football podcast. Everything world football news, reviews, debate, master debate in each and every week. You have also got the European one, the Hipster's Guide
to Europe. Hipster's Guide of the
Hitchhiker's Galaxy Europe quiz.
Podcast of the year.
Yeah. So you've also got that, everything European football, and of course the nearly new, broken but glorious, wrestling podcast, All Things, major pay-per-views, British wrestling, and anything to do with a business, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, if you're interested
in that. New Ring of Honor World Champion crown on Friday night. I won't tell you who.
Oh, don't spoil it, sir. No spoilers on this show.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
Who?
There's a new one. There's only two men fighting and one was the champion.
There's
only one.
What's this then?
I'll tell you.
Huh?
I'll tell you. Spoilers.
Oh. Yeah. Who is it? Go on, tell me.
Dalton Castle.
Who?
Dalton Castle.
I don't know. Who's it?
The Barney Peacock.
Do I know him?
Yeah, you will.
I would, will I?
You so will.
I'm not good with names, son. I'm not good with names. But yeah, anything wrestling, check it out. every 2 weeks, I believe, something like that. Reviewing all the news and the news shows in the wrestling. And of course, as we said at the top of the show, we are sponsored by Art of Football, whose handcrafted designs emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. Now, they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt, canvas, print, whatever you may order, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. Artoffootball.com, at Art of Football on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram, enter the promo code Ash and Al, that's enter the promo code Ash and Al, for 10% discount on your order, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that's it for the half times out. Should we kick on, son? Second half. Still got a quiz to get through here, son. Go on. You want something new?
Yeah.
You want something? Right, here we go. We kick off to the Britannia, or the Bet365 Stadium, we should say.
Yeah.
Of course, delayed kickoff here, didn't kick off till 4 o'clock.
How's that then, Ash?
They had an electrical fault.
Oh, somebody didn't put 50p in the meter.
Well, as I said, Al, they should have got a Sparky to fix it.
Hey!
That's a good one.
Floodlights, did they need rearranging and they're waiting for Peter Crouch to come? To reach up
to kneel down and just unscrew the balls. But West Ham away to Stoke City. 3-0 winners. What's happening?
Out of the relegation zone.
Out of the relegation. Mark Noble with a penalty and out of it for the second week in a row. And Diafra Sacco. How are they doing this? I know they're playing Stoke, real struggling team. Yeah. Puts more pressure on Mark Hughes, who, between him and, it's got to be between him and Paul Clermont, the Frenchman at Swansea, for the next manager to go.
Yes,
now.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, you know, I know Hughes has come out and said, look, the board, they're with me, they know.
Listen, you vice! The board's with me!
You can't get me out, boys.
Can't.
You lose every week. They won't get rid of me.
I'm Mark Bloody Hughes. I am.
You boys know who I am, do you? Eh? Has anyone got an exploding carrot?
I used to play for Barcelona.
But yeah, he did come out in a week and said that he's supporting the Peter Courts down there, the owner or whatever, and said they know, they're watching each and every week. They can see the effort the boys are putting in, and you know, if we put in that effort each and every week, they know results will come sooner or later. Obviously, it's a bad patch at the moment, but I mean, if the results are going to come later, it could be too late for them. Yeah. So, you know, that's when they get itchy fingers and think, right, well, we need to stay
17th in the league at the moment.
They need
60 points above the relegation zone.
Bad goal difference there, -20 compared to -11, two teams below them. Desperate need to just score goals and get out of this, because put a halt to it, as they say. But West Ham absolutely pulled it. I tell you what, this Moisey, if he carries this on, the big teams could be looking at him.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, this David Moyes, pretty unknown. I don't know if he's been successful at previous clubs.
Don't know. He looks like a junkie, though.
He does look a junkie. Right, Nelson. He is. But he's pulled it around, son. They're winning games. He's got them. You don't want to slag off Slaven, but it's because I like him.
I love Slaven. And if you say a bad word against him, I'll shove his kazoo right up your kazoo.
But it just seems David Moyes, he's got them more organised. Which, you know, he did do, to be fair. Obviously, we know, you know, 10 years plus of whatever Everton. They were always well organised in defence and midfield.
They do with Sunderland, don't they?
Well, look at the shit he had there, basically, to work with, isn't it? You know what I mean? Don't worry, Chris Coleman's there now.
21st.
They're going to be real contenders in League One next year.
Yeah,
without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt, I'm telling you now. But, yeah, I mean, hats off so far to David Moyes. You know, if he can continue it and pull him out, then he's going to be a little bit of a hero down there. But then you wonder the style of play that he's used to playing. Are the West Ham fans going to be happy anyway?
No.
Even if just staying in the league, which they're not, are they? Basically, he's coming to save the day.
They want to win the league, don't they?
They want to win the league. We're winning the league. We're West Ham.
We're right, don't they?
We're West Ham.
We're parade. They won't extend us, don't we, boys?
Take
Wolford.
Him.
We all go around Wolford, don't
we? Take him around. We're top round the square,
isn't it? Yeah, around the square. Two fingers up the heel, babe.
Oh, boy, too bright.
Big shit out of Wilmot Brass.
Because he's a wrong un.
He's a right wrong un.
He's a wrong un. And then in the boozer, in the Vic, for a couple of yards.
See old mate Danny Dar.
See me old mate Pete Beale. I haven't seen him for years, but I know he still lives around
Pete
there.
Beale.
Anyway, I think he's got a tanker in there somewhere.
Tanker. Oh, he's got a silver tanker. What turns me fucking sick when I see people drinking out of a silver tanker.
You're right, set up.
You know I got a phobia with metal, so I was like, oh, you dirty bastard.
I had one, I had a metal one for my tea. I bought one for my tea. Oh, it went every time it stirred and just touched the edge on the bottom of the cup.
Talking about it,
it went through me,
sir. Make my willy go back inside of me.
It went far out to begin with.
I just can't find to go back in.
But yeah, well done to old David Moyes. Turn it round for now.
Aye.
And then the evening kick-off then, biggest game of the weekend, Manchester City against Tottenham Hotspurs. And they run riot now. 4-1 winners.
Can they be stopped?
15 games now, is it? They've won on the
drop
now.
Can anybody stop them?
They will be stopped. They won't go unbeaten. I don't believe it for a second they'll go unbeaten for a season. It's just not as easy nowadays with the quality of the other teams.
Yeah.
Look at an Arsenal done it. I mean, they had Man United at Arsenal.
Yeah.
I mean, there was other good teams about, but no one, not like nowadays when you have got six or seven really good teams who can all beat each other on their day. At the moment, Man City are having a lot more good days than anyone else, with 4-1 win, especially against Tottenham, who, like you said, haven't been playing great. But it was Ilkay Gundogan with the opener, after, because David Silva was personal issues, so he didn't play, did he? Put them 1-0 up, and then it all, second half, all the goals came. Kevin De Bruyne, 70 minutes. Jesus, Mr. Penalty, son. You got rid of him for your dream team.
Got rid of him.
Because that would have been minus points. And then a Sterling double, 3-4-0 from Raheem. And Christian Eriksen with a consolation, but they're running. I mean, they're not going to go unbeaten. They're going to win the league, I think.
Yeah.
It's too much quality there for them to do.
Yeah, they're going to win the league.
And too much. I mean, was it? Well, before, obviously, we just. Super Sunday at the moment, Manchester United just won 2-1 over, which we'll get on to quickly. But it's an 11 point gap. They will lose a few games, but 11 points, the quality that they
have. I would love it. Love it.
Well, was that the last time it was overhauled?
Yeah.
Newcastle?
Think so, yeah.
A gap like that, 11, 12
yeah,
points?
Yeah. So.
You know, could happen again, but I don't think it will. Man United will finish second there, by far and away. You are?
Burnley's going to do it.
Burnley. Battle hard. It's a tough four. Fifth, absolutely flying. Tremendous season. And obviously, as we talked, as we said, Super Sunday, Bournemouth just kicking off now against Liverpool. Didn't they beat them the last couple of years now, Bournemouth?
Bournemouth beat them last season 4-3.
That's right. And
this time last year.
Was it this time last year? They scored two very late on, I believe. Nathan Aki, I think. The new Rudel at... but yeah, so, I mean, not a fan of Pep. Everyone who listens to this regularly knows we don't like Pep.
We don't like Pep. He's a good man, personally. You know,
but he's got him playing, he's got him doing well.
Yeah, you know, he seems to be a genuine nice bloke, but I don't like him.
No. Quite right, though. Quite right, same here. I just don't know why, though.
I like his fashion sense. The man's got some style.
He's got some style, yes. Yeah. You're right, yeah, exactly. You could pick a good scarf.
Oh, yeah. I like the fact that he wears his trainers.
Does he? I don't know.
He's got a pair of like dark jeans or trousers, and he's rocking a nice pair of Adidas.
Well, yeah, that's what Manny gets you, son, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm still on Knicks.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Adidas.
Are you? No, I got the.
You got Adidas? You got a blue one, sir?
I know, Al. I'm doing it for comedy effects, sir. These boots, Al, I tell you what. Al, I said to her indoors, as old Arthur Daly would say.
Yeah.
I said. One regret I'll have for the rest of my life.
Never bought another pair.
I never went and bought another pair of these boots because I love them.
When you said, when you bought them, I said, oh, I like them, son. I like them. Yeah. I went up, didn't I?
Yeah.
None
there. Always regret it.
Oh, I was fuming.
Always regret it.
Fuming. I punched a mannequin, knocked it spark out.
Yeah. Didn't even get up.
Didn't even get up. Shit scared.
Froze with terror. But yeah, so that's off the Man City League Champions. Tottenham struggling for that top four, as we said.
They're not going to do top four.
Not scoring enough goals. You don't know. See what it's like now over the busy Christmas period.
They fuck right up.
They could be lucky to be top six. The way the other teams
are
playing.
They should be in the top two.
Yeah, they should be. The quality they've got, the experience they've had the last 2 years. And like I said, I think it's towards the beginning of this season. You asked me, do you think Tottenham win the Premiership?
I did, ask.
Recently.
I asked him.
And I said, if they don't win it this year, they'll never win it.
They're never
going
to win it.
Because that's just a chance. The experience they've had. I mean, they should have won it when Leicester won it.
Yeah.
They fucked it right up for themselves. But yeah, so... it's just not there. And obviously, over the next few years, it's going to be downhill because the players are going to go. Dele Alli, Harry Kane, he will go.
Yeah.
One of their own or not. He wants to win trophies. He's an ambitious man. He's an ambitious man, you know what I mean?
Dele Alli gone, Christian Eriksen gone.
Oh, he'll be gone. He'll be gone.
Courtois, being linked to Real Madrid.
Courtois, Lloris, you mean?
Yeah, Lloris, sorry.
Lloris, yeah. A little defence there, some cracking players there, the two Belgians. Odegaard and Vertonghen.
Vertonghen.
Too much quality there for them to stay there and not win nothing for the rest of their careers.
Yeah.
Basically. Which is sad, because as you said, you know, it's one of them... You know, everyone's got their team they support, and unless it's Arsenal, your second team is like a Tottenham or Newcastle who play exciting football. You think, oh, go on, they deserve to win something now, you know, after what they've been through, but it's not going to happen. Anyway, today's game, as we said, West Bromwich Albion lose 2-1 to Manchester United. Lukaku and Jesse paint a picture about how it's going to be. Scoring machine, son.
Yeah.
Scoring all this month. He's scored most games now. Put them 2-0 up before half time. Gareth Barry took it off the toes of Johnny Evans to get a consolation in the second half, but they just couldn't get that other goal to equalise. So Man United, as you said, cut the gap from 14 to 11 points, I believe. Win again, easily the top two in the Premier League. Although they don't play the best football, they get the results. They you know, as we always said with all these teams, we go over this every week. It's just he turns teams into results machines, and that's, you can't knock that one little bit. And as you said, could be trouble there with Mkhitaryan maybe going. Is there other players then he can't fit in, you know what I mean? He's talking about, you know, defenders, for instance. Rojo doesn't start many. Smalling's been linked away. But then, I mean, he brought in Lindelof, didn't he? Centre-back to sort of replace him, I think. But that just hasn't worked out yet. He's been pretty poor so far.
He's been pissed poor.
But then, he's only come in done bits and pieces. He's another one. You need 5 or 6 games to come in and try and, you know, acclimatise, I'm going to say, in the words of David Attenborough, acclimatise to the Premier League and know what it's all about. And then you can judge them after, you know, 6, 7, 8, you know, even 10 games. You know what I mean? Because not everyone can come in and just, you know, adjust like that, can they? McTominay, Al, keeps getting going, son. Keep McTominay coming as a sub, started in the week, didn't he? Ooh! McTominay, youngster, the Man United.
I like the one that's called Axel.
But West Brom...
Was it Axel Trevor, is it?
Oh, two hands and a bear. Defender, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he's a centre-back. But yeah, there's plenty of youth there. They brings them in, brings them up. You know, or is he going to turn into another Josh McEachran?
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Played for the Borough.
He's still only 17, I believe. Yeah, yeah, he did play for the Borough. West Brom and Pardew... Yeah, struggling big time, son.
Yeah.
Has he won there yet? I don't think he's won
there. No, he hasn't won there. I don't think they've scored a goal either. Oh, they have.
Scored one today. Score one today. You're lying.
I'm a lying bastard.
But yeah, they're struggling. As we said last week, the style of football he wants to play and the style of football West Brom are used to for the last 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, under Pulis, is complete opposites.
Yeah.
He likes to get the ball down and play and attacking football, fast pace. It's just... It's not going to happen, and it's not going to happen overnight. As we said, we mentioned last week, it's going to take a long time before they get used to the way he wants them to play. And then, especially in January, when he's going to want to bring players in, they have to adjust as well then. Not just to a new club, a new surroundings, but to his style of play. So I think West Brom are bang in trouble this season, without a doubt.
I hope so.
And they've been up there for a good few years now.
Very boring.
And it's absolutely. And they're playing because of Pulis. He plays boring football, but it's effective football sometimes.
I've always found it boring. Before Pulis.
That's true.
Hodgson.
Yeah.
It's just, I find West Brom
boring.
A boring club.
Yeah. From the Midlands, see?
Yeah. We're not boring at all.
Oh, we're not boring. No.
We're full of excitement here, West Brom. We are. Don't call us boring again, will you?
Was it really necessary to see the buttocks of the Indian? What were we saying?
Swing!
Bacon powder?
Was it necessary to see the crack in the Indian's buttocks? No. Nothing but boring to you. Yeah, Agent Charles, isn't it? Face for the radio. We're talking like Pinky Blinders now, Ash.
We heard it watch this, though.
You were the city of Birmingham, it's not far away, is it?
So I'm going to slouch.
Is that slouch? Down. So Lampton, he up north, he's from.
Is he?
Yeah, it's well, they call the same, they all talk.
Talk like that.
Talk like that.
You?
Would you like to come back to our roots?
Take a wee, son. Take a wee.
For the rest of the podcast, though, I'm going to talk about this.
It's a good idea.
See if I can convince anybody. So I'm from the Midlands.
But of course, and of course, as we said, Bournemouth against Liverpool, 10 minutes gone, 0-0. And we've got Monday Night Football, Everton against Swansea, tomorrow night, Monday Night Football, under the lights.
I'm going to call for an Everton win for that one.
But, yeah, so as I say, I think West Brom...
Everton's going to win and Geoffrey Sigurdsson's going to score.
Oh, I think it's right. I think it could be right. Could be right.
What do you think? I think so.
Yes, it could be right. Well, I'll give fun. He plays good football.
Geoffrey Sigurdsson's going to score the winner.
Doesn't score enough goals for me. Yeah. For 50 million? No.
Turning into a Ringo Starr a bit there.
Ringo Starr. Thomas pulled into the station.
There we go.
The fat controller wasn't happy.
Hey, everyone. John. Hey, shoot!
I remember John came into the recording studio and said, "Hey, boys, you just started dating here." He said, "Boys, I think I found the one." I said, "John, it's pronounced it. Oh, no."
Anyway, that's a good job, isn't it?
Thank you, son.
I don't like that joke. Every time you bring that joke up, I don't laugh at it. Even though I've heard it many times before.
You do. But what I want to say, Al,
Come on, quick now, because we're running out of time.
Yeah, we are, we're on against the clock here. I was going to say, West Brom bang in trouble, unless I think they'll back in with money in January. So that might turn around. But like you said, he's got to bring the right players in who can adjust the situation and get him out of it. But if they don't, they're absolutely bang in trouble because of the difference in styles of play they're trying to do. I mean, look at, mentioned last week, Palace with Depor. He's tried to change it completely. It didn't work. Whether he gave him more games, it would have worked, I don't know, because over a whole season it might have been enough to keep him up. But then you look at it, we talk about Stoke. Something needs to change there.
What?
With the manager.
Anything else needs to change is Stockish.
Yeah. And Swansea, I think, are gone.
I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a bit bored of doing this once now, so yeah. I'm going to put my normal boots back now. Right?
And our old friend Swansea are gone. They're not going to spend money in January.
No, rock bottom.
Rock bottom, they're not going to spend money in January. Paul Clement, if they get rid of him, who are they going to get in?
There's
no one. There's going to be there's going to be no one of great quality that they will go and spend money on to say.
It'd be worse than Curtis.
Yeah, take over for the rest of the season, trying to get them to play the old Swansea way. Where's the passion, boys? Isn't it?
It'd be Cowboy Curtis.
The cowboy riding on his horse, sir.
Up the way by yours.
I come to save the day.
I am a legend at this club.
Where's my statue?
Aye.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So, I think.
I digress.
With Palace winning, with West Ham picking
come
up.
Come on!
Picking up points. It could be. I mean, look at Swansea, been in the Premier League now 7-8 years.
Yeah.
Stoke have been in there a good 10 years. Ooh, West Brom been there a few years. Yeah. Could be three quite established clubs going.
I reckon it could be them three.
And I think it could be, without a doubt.
It's either going to be them three or
different ones.
Newcastle.
Yeah, that's
could
the thing.
Could be up to them four.
Yeah. Newcastle, the one is. I mean, they're the closest to this takeover. If it happens before January, he's going to be given funds.
Oh, yeah, he's going to give him funds.
He's going to give him funds.
Funds.
And then he will buy quality because Rafa can find a player. He can find a gem.
Oh, if there's one thing Rafa can do is eat. But there's another thing he can do, find a gem.
He can find a gem. And he will. And I think Newcastle will just about creep out of it. But like I said, I think, Swansea are gone anyway. Write them off now. But anyway, I'll recall
has
that.
Has seen Swans play next season?
Yeah, we can get some tickets. But that's the end. I'll call for it full time on a Premier League review, son.
I'll blow my kazoo now.
Blow it. Listen. You had to finish at the end of this, son. And that's full time on a Premier League review, ladies and gentlemen. Never fear, we've got the world famous BMAC quiz to come.
Yes, 1-0 to the champion.
1-0 to Arx it is.
1-0 to the champion.
And it is now... It is now at least 13 shows that I haven't got a question right on.
No.
No. So I really need to pull this back now and, you know, deliver the goods out.
I'm going to ask you a question this week, so I'm going to rig it so you get it right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a question.
This is my Christmas present.
Ipswich Town.
Don't make me look a fool now, Al.
Ipswich Town, and I will just, the question's going to be, what was the score in yesterday's game with Ipswich Town?
Right.
That's it.
Okay. Right. So, anyway, let's move on to the spoiler now for the listeners there, Al. Cut it out, we will. We will, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard it before, the basic premise of the world-famous beer mat quiz is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with a football question on. Each, we pick a
it's
card.
It's the most wonderful
any card
of the year.
And ask,
sorry,
each other the, ask each other the question. Hope he goes right and hope they get theirs wrong. Well, here we go. Pick a card, any card. Picking one?
Yeah.
Go ahead, which one?
Which one there, huh?
There, all right. Don't like it. Don't need a snatchman. Jesus, right. And I'll have this one, Al. Now, Al, because you are the reigning champ, all series, I will be giving you the choice of going first or going second.
So basically, every series, I'm going to go first.
yes. Don't count your chickens. You're only 1-0 up here, son.
I don't have any chickens.
And I have been...
I'm going to go first, Ash.
Do you want...
You're going to ask me a question.
Do you want me to ask you a question first?
Yeah, ask me a question and I shut down the laws.
All right then. Right, here we go. Are you ready for this? One second now. Don't need my readers. Right. Name the three players who scored 100 Premier League goals who have played for Liverpool.
Sorry, I'm not paying no attention.
Right, you ready?
Yeah, sorry.
Have I got your full attention?
Yeah.
Name three... Fuck, I done it again. Name the three players who've scored 100 Premier League goals, who's played for Liverpool...
Yeah.
...and Aston Villa.
Right. Liverpool and Aston Villa. Emil Heskey.
Boom. One out the bin. One down, two to go, son.
Stan Collymore.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
He hasn't scored 100 goals.
Not in the Premier League. No.
Oh, I've fucked the question up.
Do you want to have a third guess? See if you can get another one.
Third guess. Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane is another one. You're right there, son. One more. Big guess. I tell you, he's not just a footballer. He's a part-time floodlight technician.
Oh, it's Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch. Yep, the three are Peter Crouch, Emil Heskey and Robbie Keane.
I'm good, mind, but sometimes...
Just got a better with that one. I'd have gone for Collymore as well, mind.
But
not 100 Premier League. He scored a lot.
Right.
A lot in Championship, well, what else we call it?
Division One. That is funny, because my question is about...
Stan, the man.
No.
Division One,
what?
The old...
Yeah.
Right, here we go then.
The Football League was founded in 1888 by director William McGregor.
Winding me up.
It was originally consisted of a single division of 12 clubs. Can you name all 12 clubs? I give you a clue. I'll give you one of them. Okay, the Football League was founded in 1888 by Aston Villa's director William McGregor. Can you name the 11 clubs?
Right. Do I have to name the club? The original name or what they are now?
What they are now.
Right. So.
Because they're all the same now.
Fucking 12.
12.
It's beer match.
Well, 11. 11.
11, yeah.
So you got Aston Villa. I've given that one for free.
No, I got that. I would have guessed that anyway. Okay. Arsenal?
No.
It's fucking pointless, isn't it?
You could have three guesses.
Right. What was it? Man United, Newton Heath?
Nope.
No. Burnley?
Yes.
Birmingham.
No, there you Wolves. Go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. He's fucked up straight away.
Fucking stupid beer mats, he's on. Fucking 12, fucking.
Right, I'll tell you in alphabetical order as well.
Go on in.
Accrington Stanley.
Who are they?
Aston Villa. Blackburn Rovers, Bolton Wanderers, Burnley, Derby County, Everton, Notts County, Preston North End, Stoke City, West Bromwich Albion, and Wolverhampton Wanderers.
They're all from the Midlands, they are.
Yeah, most of them are.
It's like a Midlands guy was invented in the Midlands.
So, yeah. So, again, you lost.
That was a bit unlike an unfair question.
I've got to say.
Slack of the draw, you know, when we're picking cards out.
I've got to say, but, you didn't get anyone.
Pardon?
You didn't get a right one, eh?
I got Aston Villa.
Yeah, I give you Aston Villa. You
I said, I you clearly said, I clearly said I would have said Aston Villa.
I got, at least I named bloody three players who scored 100 goals from the Premier League.
I clearly said I would have said Aston Villa.
You terrible, you are.
After you told me Aston Villa, I clearly...
I think you should stop the segment because it's making you look like a right fool. Let's do a music one from now on.
You are? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or a quiz about Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, all right. Good one, Al. Good one. Right then.
Do you want me to get easy questions for you from next time?
Well, we'll finish.
What colour does Man United play in?
We will finish these beer mats and we'll get new ones printed. With, and I'll have to tell them to take the difficulty down a bit. Go back to multiple choice.
Oh, what a goal!
Who have we got here now? Liverpool! What a goal! Before we sign off. Philip Coutinho.
Georgie K. Clancy style, eh, son?
With, surely has to be one of his last goals for Liverpool before his big money move in January.
Watch this, son.
Let's have a look now. Watch this. All the hugs.
He went through the defence like it was diarrhoea.
Yeah. Picks the ball up, running at the defender. Turns him inside and out. And
turned
another
him,
one.
Out
oh! Beautiful, beautiful goal.
Take out bow.
Score some good goals. They're usually the long rangers, isn't they? But that just shows the quick feet, the balance, the dribbling ability and the finishing that he has got in his locker. And that's another 5 million on his price tag.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, Liverpool will be rubbing their hands together. So 1-0 to Liverpool, who are hitting form and scoring goals at the right time in the busy Christmas period.
But we still hope that they'll go into liquidation.
Oh, there's always hope. We live in hope, yeah. Don't we? 8 goals in the last 13 Premier League appearances since he's come back from his bad back.
Yeah.
Brought on by stress. Oh no, I might have to go to Barcelona, my back. But
I can't carry this club much longer. my back.
But that is us for another week, ladies and gentlemen, the Action Isle Premier League podcast. We are going to try and come back with a Christmas special, New Year special. Maybe, I mean, there's a lot of games to go through. Maybe we do like a year's review. You know, could do something like that.
Aye, man.
A little bit of a special, fun and games.
Shits and giggles,
but...
The end of year party.
End of year party, that's right, son. We'll have nibbles. And, but yeah. So in the meantime, have a good Christmas.
You twat.
What?
Do it properly.
What?
Do it properly.
Oh, I'm trying to be top.
Do it properly.
Have a good... In the meantime, have a good week.
And have a Merry Christmas.
Ah, you fucking arsehole. No, we're not doing that. We'll do that. So in the meantime, have a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
What do we say then? What do you say? You say something then, don't you? Oh. Be lucky, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are.
Well, I can't say be lucky, can I?
Why?
Because I'm saying have a happy new year.
Oh, I'm going to take this off. Be lucky.
No, I don't be lucky.
Huh?
I do be lucky.
You bullshit.
You twat. I do be lucky.
You bullshit up. Trying to trick me with Merry Christmas. That's covered in your saliva. Right.
It's not so light.
In the meantime, have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
and be lucky.